Live from the GPB newsroom, good Monday, I'm Ricky Bevington. President Jimmy Carter is recovering from a surgery to repair a broken hip. The former president fell this morning at his home in Plains. The 94-year-old Carter is with his wife, Rosalyn. According to a news release from the Carter Center today, Carter said his main concern is that turkey season ends this week and he's not reached his limit. He says he hopes the state of Georgia will allow him to roll over the unused limit to next year. DeKalb County legislators want to meet with Governor Brian Kemp. This after he vetoed a bill protecting the county's school district from annexation. GPB's Ross Terrell explains.
Atlanta annexed more than 700 acres of DeKalb County last year, including Emory University and the CDC. Atlanta Public Schools also tried to expand its borders, but DeKalb School District officials sued, claiming they would lose more than $2 million in revenue. The veto legislation would have made it illegal for APS to do just that. Stephen Green is the DeKalb School superintendent. He says they will keep fighting.
Senate Bill 53 is coming back. This encroachment, this infringement on DeKalb County and DeKalb County School District must stop.
Governor Kemp says he vetoed the bill in part because it would invite lawsuits. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Meanwhile, the Savannah police have set up a memorial site for an officer who was killed Saturday in the line of duty. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says Sergeant Kelvin Ansari and another officer were responding to an armed robbery call when a shooting broke out. The suspect, Edward Fuller, fled, then was shot and killed by an officer. Police Chief Roy Minter says Ansari served in the U.S. Army for 21 years and the police department for nearly 11.
We lost a great man. We lost a man who spent a substantial portion of his life protecting our country and protecting our community.
We'll have more on the officer's death at gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.